so well. And I feel like your mother, Marion Robinson, had a really big part to play in that. She says, as parents, you're not raising babies, you're raising adults. How do you feel in reality, what did that actually mean for you and your brother Craig when you were growing up?
Well, that meant that our voices had real value in our house. There are some people who raise kids and they use the philosophy, kids are to be seen and not heard. And it was just the opposite for us. I mean, we sat around the dinner table at night and we told stories about our day. And when you grow up with parents who not only respect your voice, but enjoy your voice, that's how I felt in our home, that my parents thought we were brilliant and funny, and they wanted us to, you know, I say in the book, my parents knew that there was a flame in me that they wanted to keep lit. And that's what I call Zen neutrality in parenting. I describe my mother in that way. It's that gift of understanding that to empower children in the long term, you have to give them that space and that room to be themselves when they're young. So ours was a household full of lots of conversation, lots of debate, one-upping each other in storytelling. And that wasn't just true in our immediate family, but we grew up in a vast extended family that I describe in detail, grandparents and aunts and uncles and cousins and second cousins. And when you grow up in a big family, you find that you have to, you know, use your voice to get a word in edgewise. And I grew up in a family of storytellers. So
that's why you're so good at this storytelling.
It's probably part of the reason why I'm good at it. I also describe myself as that little girl when I was young. I was very much in my head, you know. I talk about how I played with my dolls and I loved to create this imaginary world and I could spend hours on end just playing alone. And in thinking about this question, I think that because I spent so much time in my head before I was ready to get out there and interact, I lived with stories in my head. You know, I could play all day. So storytelling for me is a way that I can sort out the world and have it make sense. And it was always that way for me, even as a child. But the parenting really matters. And I try to share that with the audiences that I talk to. We have to give children the space to be and to be who they are. And you know, as a mother, kids come here with their own personality.
You know, bringing up twins at the same time,
you can
they get
see
the exact
it.
Same everything, but they're completely different people.
Right, right. And I think my parents sort of understood that, so they didn't expect the same thing from me as they did from my brother. But they did treat us as equals, which I think played a big role in me being a powerful woman with a powerful voice. I was used to being respected in my home, so I went out into the world and I expected that same treatment from others. Mm.